Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm your host, Cynthia Fuller, and today we're gonna talk about Albany County, but we're gonna move on over to Cohoes for a little while. And my guest today is newly elected Randy Canista, who's a city council member, and the mayor and Randy have a long history together of working on the county legislature, but since he's now an elected official, a city council person, things are a little rocky as they weren't before. So, hi, Randy, how are you?
Good morning. What makes you say that? Things are great. No rockiness here.
Yeah. So you've been involved in Cohoes politics for a while. You've been involved in Albany County politics for a while. What's the nature of the little dispute between the mayor and yourself?
Well, I think that in politics, I think people have passionate ideas and opinions, and, you know, you have clashes, and that's not anything new in politics, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. You know, you're not going to have everybody agree on everything all the time. You're never going to have everybody, you know, get along all the time, and that's okay. You know, that's not, I think when it becomes not okay, and as we see certainly in national politics, is just the outright nastiness, you know, the real, you know, nastiness that we see. And I think that's when it gets a little, you know, over the top. But otherwise, you know, you have disagreements. I think both of us are very passionate about the city. And unfortunately, we kind of diverge as to, excuse me, the methodology of moving the city forward.
I remember reading recently where you were locked out of City Hall. What was that all about?
I don't think that it wasn't locked out. I think he did try to have me thrown out, but that was they didn't lock me out, but he did try to have me thrown out.
So, what are the overriding issues in Cohoes?
Well, the overriding issues in Cohoes, unlike, you know, majority of, you know, Northeast cities, is infrastructure, followed by the high property taxes. And, you know, it's a dilemma, not, like I said, not particular to Cohoes. When you look at Troy, you look at Albany, you look at larger cities, you know, in the Northeast, it's, you know, 100-year-old infrastructure, both above and below ground. It's the cost of providing public safety, which grows and grows and grows every year. And correlate to that, the property tax burden that also grows and grows and grows year after year. And, you know, we have to, you know, look at, we can't just keep on, my opinion, and I think this is where I diverge with the mayor and others, we cannot just continue to go along as we've been going along and hope and pray that everything is going to be okay. It's not. The taxes are just, you know, people can't afford to be in their homes, and that doesn't make us competitive. You know, at the end of the day, people are choosing, you know, places like Colony, Clifton Park, where the Half Moon, where the taxes are, you know, a fraction of what they are in the city of Cohoes. And, you know, we got to start being competitive with these places. The infrastructure, you know, we have a water plant that's over 100 years old. We have a water tower that's been leaking for years and years and years, and it still leaks. And from what I understand, there's no plan to deal with it. And, you know, we have to provide, you know, public safety, which, you know, I don't know if we're providing in the most efficient manner. So we really have to look at how we provide services, how we can provide a high level of service for the lowest cost possible. You know, how do we start kind of, you know, moving into the 21st century about providing city services. You know, that's kind of my take on the whole thing. We just can't, you know, keep going along. We have a governmental structure for the 20th century. But we're not in the 20th century anymore, okay? We're in the 21st
right.
century, but we haven't, you know, local governments haven't, you know, caught on to that. And it's political. It's you know, look, it's hard. You know, places like Cohoes, look, people don't like when I say this, but it's a machine town. It's a democratic machine. And not that there's anything wrong with that per se, and Cohoes has a long history. We also have a long history of throwing out the democratic machine, but what I think what we're seeing is kind of we're retrenching back of more to that old machine ways, you know, hiring your pals, hiring your family, you know, when we have jobs that are available in City Hall or in, you know, Public Works and these things, you know, nobody knows about them. They're not advertised. People in the city don't have a chance. It's hey, you know, who do you know? Hey, this guy's pal needs a job. And Cynthia, that's the type of thing that I just, you know, I think that's the old way. I think we got to move beyond that. I think we need to really be open and transparent and honest. And if we have a position, whether it's an $80,000 a year position or if it's a $35,000 a year position, that position should be advertised in the newspaper, on the website, and we should really cultivate the best candidate possible and let everybody have an opportunity. But they don't want to do that. I brought it up. They didn't want no part of it. And that's, you know, that's the rub. You know, I just don't think that's in the 21st century, that's the way to do business.
Now, when you say they, are you talking the mayor or are you talking other city council members?
Well, I think it's the mayor, but I think it's also it's sort of the it's the old guard. It's kind of that old guard within the Democratic Party in the city of Cohoes that the mayor controls. And I think, you know, they don't want to see a change. You know, because the status quo benefits them. You know, Cynthia, benefits them. So if you have, you know, the old guard, why would they want to change anything? You wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, not to say, you know, an old guard, new guard, but I just don't, you know, I don't think I fit into that old guard, you know, mentality. I believe in openness. I believe in transparency. I believe in, like I said, when you have positions that are available, they should be put out. You know, they should be, you know, why shouldn't people have an opportunity, you know?
When you were running and Sean Morris was running, it was called the Three Musketeers because it was you, Sean, and Signorati. That's no longer the committee.
Well, I don't know. That's a new one. I never heard Three Musketeers, but you know, I ran my own race. Sean ran his race. Ralph, you know, ran his race. I think we all, you know, maybe helped each other to a larger or lesser degree. The mayor likes to say that, you know, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't, you know, have won. I don't know. I don't know if that's true. But if that's what he wants to believe, you know, that's fine. You know, but yeah, it was the three of us. But like I said, Cynthia, once you're in office, things change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, when you brought up issues that were they were frowned upon. Were they frowned upon the majority of people who are on the city council and the mayor?
The problem with the city council is we have leadership on the council that doesn't believe that the council has any type of role in city government, you know, and that's unfortunate. You know, we have a president of the common council who does not allow for committee meetings. We've had, let's see, almost now coming into 8 months, we've had two committee meetings. One of them were mine in 8 months. That's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. We don't have committee meetings. He will not let, certainly in my case, he won't let legislation even come to be discussed. Okay, ordinances, local laws, etc. So unfortunately, the council really is irrelevant in city government. It's a one-man rule. It's the mayor's rule. And unfortunately, I don't think that is in the best interest of the people of Cohoes. You know, if you have a legislative branch, you know, it's a co-equal branch. You know, it's not, it shouldn't be looked at, you know, as an afterthought. But unfortunately, that's how the mayor treats us. That's how our leadership allows us to be treated. And it's actually a waste of money for the taxpayers, because if that's the case, Cynthia, you could just get rid of the entire council, because it's unnecessary. You know, some of my colleagues on the council, you know, they think I talk to them, they say, well, you know, I go and I pick up litter and I report potholes. And well, that's not the duty of a member of a city council is pothole patrol and litter patrol. You know, that is not it. If you want to go out and do those things, fine. But we have a much greater responsibility. We are to be a check on the executive branch. We should be proposing our own policies, our own procedures, our own plans, and we haven't done that. And you know, I just think it's embarrassing.
Yeah, when you made a decision to run for the common council, were you aware of the mindset of the common council? Did you know that they would would go lockstep with the mayor?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Cynthia, because the common council prior to this current common council that was led by Ralph Singerachi was one of the most really active, certainly in the last couple of years. Under former Mayor Primo, was one of the most active councils that I have ever seen. And as a credit to Ralph Signoracci, who as president of the council really truly led the council, and the council was a check and a balance to the executive. You know, the council was having committee meetings, discussing legislation, you know, saying, hey, you know, mayor, you just can't get your way here. And I looked at that and I said, wow, that is how a council should operate. Okay, that is how it should operate, and it was operating like that. And unfortunately, you know, new mayor, new council came in, and that all kind of went washed away, unfortunately. So I would like to see the council get back to how it was under the leadership of Ralph Singerachi, where we had an active council, a council that was saying, hey, you know what, you know, you're not just going to get everything, or maybe you can get this, but we're going to do our due diligence to have the discussions, to have the committee meetings, to make sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. So I'd like to get back to that. Look, as I tell people all the time, at the end of the day, the mayor would probably get 90% of the things that he puts forward to us. All I'm saying is, you know, we need to take the appropriate amount of time. You know, he'll give us a contract. For example, the Palace Theater contract, and I know the city of Albany is having issues. He gave us the contract with 2 weeks to review it. He had already scheduled the announcement with the palace. Now talk about a slap in the face. We get sent the contract here. You're expected to vote on this 2 weeks from now. Oh, by the way, I've already scheduled the announcement. You know, does that make any sense to you? That's a real slight, in my opinion. And I voted against the contract. I thought it was a bad contract. But, you know, 2 weeks is not, you know, that should have been sent to a committee. I would have wanted to interview representatives from the palace and have them all sit around the table and ask questions. But, you know, that wasn't the case. It was just a big rush. We're going to rush this through. Oh, it's great. Trust me. We're going to have 40,000 people, you know, in the city of Cohoes. It's everything is trust me. And I just, Cynthia, don't think that's how any government should work.
Now, you talked about the palace theater issue. I've been looking at it and reading it. I've been talking to the county council members from the standpoint of how it will affect the city of Albany. How will it affect the city of Cohoes? Can you explain the link?
Well, at the end of the day, you know, the contract that we voted on put the city of Cohoes, put the taxpayers of Cohoes on the hook for over $300,000 over the next 3 years. And that's why I voted against it. I said, you know, that's not, listen, I support the arts, and I've supported, you know, the arts and the music hall for a long time, and I've always said that the music hall could be a great anchor for our downtown, and that we should invest in the music hall. However, that was just, you know, too much money. The way the deal was structured is, you know, the city of Cohoes is paying all the staff salaries, or we're paying all the artist fees. We're putting up all the risk in this deal. And I just thought it was too much risk. I thought it was too much money. You know, they were we had an operational procedure at this hall that was, you know, for the last year or so that was working just fine. Under the Local Development Corporation and a couple other individuals that were doing the promotions, and it wasn't really costing us anything, and we were bringing in hundreds of people to shows. Mm-hmm. So I think that to me would have been preferable as to, you know, kind of making this 3-year deal and putting taxpayers on the hook for, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and then they say, well, the IDA is going to pay. Well, I don't know. I haven't seen any discussion from the IDA about any, you know, payments to the city or to the Palace Theater. So that's why I voted against it. You know, the city of Albany thing, you know, that's the Common Council there has their hands full. I haven't really looked at it. I've seen some opinions from members of the council. So it'll be interesting to see what happens over there.
So if the deal goes through in Albany, how will that affect Cohoes?
I don't know. I don't know, Cindy. It'd be interesting to see. I don't know where the Palace, from what I read, the Palace doesn't have any type of funding stream to fund the Albany project. So, you know, I don't know. But like I said, they have no risk here in Cohoes. You know, we're putting up all the money for them here. So, and I don't know what type of money they think they're going to make here at Cohoes. Now, I see that they put out a schedule for 2016, 2017, and I don't know, but I don't think you're going to get 40,000 people to come and see, you know, the Godfather movie or a 40-year-old movie. And I like movies.
Uh-huh.
Movies are fine, but to me, what they put out was a little lackluster than what was promised to us. Which was, you know, well, first of all, 140 shows a year, which is outrageous. You're never going to do 140 shows in the city of Cohoes. And then it became 60 shows a year with, you know, 40,000 people a year. And now it's you know, we keep, you know, backtracking it to, well, we're going to work up to maybe 40,000 people over 3 years and, you know, 60 shows over, you know, 2 years. And, you know, it's just kind of one, you know, one thing after the other. Which I knew the numbers were way off when they were presented to us, and that's why I voted no. And now we're seeing the numbers, you know, have changed.
Now, the city of Albany is upwards of $16 million deficit. How's the financial situation in Cohoes?
Well, the financial situation right now is stable, but, you know, as I say, that could all change at the drop of a dime. You know, if we have a major infrastructure calamity, you know, our water plant, like I said, the water tank, you know, we have needs. We have fire equipment that needs replacing, our public buildings, so we may not be in the same position as, say, Troy or Albany. But we really need to look at our spending. I think there's been a lot of spending going on the last, you know, 6, 7, 8 months. A lot of salaries that have been created. And I think, you know, we need to look at that going forward the next, you know, couple of years, because, like I said, you know, you have a major incident, and we're going to be in dire straits. But no, it's been stable, and I think you have to credit, you know, former Mayor McDonald, Mayor Primo, for kind of, you know, watching the, being good stewards of the, you know, the taxpayers' wallets. And we got to continue that, and I know I will. I can't speak for anybody else, but.
You seem to be going against the grain. What, for people in your district, are they supportive of the fact that you're kind of like a maverick?
Cynthia, I don't know if it's a maverick. I don't know if it's a maverick to, you know, I think some of these concepts that I believe in are not maverick, you know, anymore. You know, cronyism shouldn't be in 21st century. You know, I'm against cronyism. I'm against, you know, the old machine ways, and I don't know if that's being a maverick. I don't know if that's against the grain. You know, when I talk about things like, you know, being more efficient, I don't know, is that against the grain? You know, I don't know. When I talk about that, you know, the counselor should have a greater role and participatory role in government, is that against the grain? You know, I don't know. It's been tough, and the mayor has a lot of vocal, strong support. Absolutely he does, and I've been at the receiving end of that in my district and throughout the city. I've also gotten a lot of, you know, support throughout the city for people that say, hey, you know, keep it up. So, you know, that's hard to say. You know, look, at the end of the day, the mayor is very popular. No question about it. He has a lot of political talent, and I've always said that. And he's not a bad guy, and he's a very likable person, can be a very likable person, and a lot of people do like him. I don't dislike him. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the personality conflicts, I think that'll all get sorted out.
It's interesting. So, and I'm particularly interested in the Palace Theater. So as the Palace Theater saga unfolds here in Albany, will you come back on Focus on Albany to talk about how it's affecting Cohoes?
Sure.
Thank you. You've been listening to Randy Kaniska. He's a county council member in the city of Cohoes. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. And if you have a comment about this show, you can hashtag Focus on Albany on Twitter and share your thoughts. And if you have a tip or a story that you want to see covered on Focus on Albany, you can reach me at CynthiaPooler@hotmail.com. Randy, thank you so much. Have a great day. And
you too. Take care, Cynthia.